I'm Leslie Miller, and I'm the lead curator on the Europe 1600 to 1800 project. In front of us is a gown, which we're looking at from the back. It's very typical of the period 1760 to 70 or so. And a sack back gown, as the name suggests, is one which looks a bit like a sack from the back, where the fabric is simply pleated into a neckband and then falls in pleats from the shoulder, and it's worn and displayed over something that's a bit like what we would call a crinoline now, but which in the 18th century was called hoops or panniers. The gown itself would have been worn over a matching petticoat or skirt, and on top of stays or a corset, and then under the corset you would have had a chemise or a shirt, which might have been full length. Those fabrics that are closer to the skin would have been the ones that you'd have washed. A gown like this, a silk like this, you would probably not have washed, although there are forms of dry cleaning in the 18th century. So you could have stains taken out if you dropped your glass of wine on it. The idea was that you're displaying the silk. It's not the cut of the dress, you're displaying this very expensive silk that would have taken a long time to weave. In this case, it's particularly exciting because it is a short silk taffeta ground where the two threads that cross each other on the loom are different colours. So in this case, we have something that looks like purple if you're looking at it directly. But if you move round it, or if you happen to be in flickering candlelight, as you might have been in the 18th century, you might have seen it as having a pinky surface to the purple. And that, of course, makes it all the more exciting. And I think a gown like this would have taken about 15 yards of material, might have cost something like £200. And 200 French pounds at the time was what an unskilled labourer in a city might have earned in a year. So a woman who is wearing this kind of gown on her back as fashionable day dress is in fact wearing a year's wages of someone rather less fortunate than herself.